Well, good morning and welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. You know, part of what we're trying to do is change the public square by getting the Word of God out there. So today's scripture comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1. It's verses 3 through 7. It says, I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience. This is important because we can learn from Paul that we can serve God with a pure conscience. You know, what does that mean? That means that we know that we are the same person on the street as we are at our home, as we are at a church, as we fellowship in small group, as we have a barbecue. This idea of having a pure conscience before God is incredibly important. You can really be two personalities or two different people depending on the context of where you are. But the reality is we need to serve God consistently in front of our children, in front of our wife, our spouse. He says, as my forefathers did. So he's referring back to his Jewish tradition. As my forefathers did, as without ceasing, I remember you in my prayers night and day. So praying with each other as we go and having this pure conscience. Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. Do you have someone that God has placed in your life and in your heart today in the public square that you just can't wait to see them because you know God is doing something special within them? Maybe it's someone you're mentoring or taking along that path where they walk closer to God, kind of like Paul was to Timothy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you. This is powerful. What is faith? Faith in who? Faith in whom? We see that faith is, for a Christian, is believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that he rose again, that we may have eternal life. And we have faith that he paid the price for our sins. And we need to have a genuine faith. So that's the salvation faith. We also have faith that the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, is empowering us every single day to live out this walk with God and to know him in a greater way and to see and know that God goes before us. And so I want to encourage you, do you have a pure conscience? Do you have a genuine faith? And if you don't, today's the day of repentance. Let's turn back to the living God and say, today is the day I'm going to have a genuine faith no matter where I go. And I love this because it is not like we have to achieve to these things. It's the reality of who we are in Christ, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Paul encourages them that this faith is inside of each one of us. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God that is in you through the laying on of hands. Think about that for a moment. God has given you some gifts, some talents, some abilities. Are you stewarding those in the public square for his glory that he may have attention? And he says, I want to remind you, stir those up each and every day. You may have the gift of telling the truth. I don't know. You may have the gift of boldness or courage. You may have the gift of love, or you may have the gift of working with your hands or programming a computer or running an Excel spreadsheet or whatever it might be. God has given you gifts. Use it for his glory. You're not you because of you. You're not that big of a deal. You are you because God created you. He's the big deal, and you're the instrument in the Redeemer's hands. So I love this. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. I know in Washington, oftentimes as Christians, there are many of us living afraid, and we're living afraid because we're afraid if we say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing that we will somehow be made fun of or persecuted or labeled. And I want to remind you, church, that I don't care what the world labels me as. I don't care what those around me say I am. They may think I'm crazy from going for the Word of God. Who cares? I care what God says. And he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. You have a sound mind. I just say to that depression, be gone in the name of Jesus. That anxiety, be gone in the name of Jesus. Those are just a little warning signs that maybe we're not being consistent in our walk with God. Maybe we're not being genuine in our faith. And what do I mean by warning signs? When I have to walk on eggshells each and every day because I'm afraid what people may think or say or do, I'm going to just begin to develop inside me some fear, and that fear is going to be the byproduct, oftentimes, not always, of depression and anxiety. Now, sometimes depression and anxiety can be chemical. It can have, you know, those kind of things. Our bodies can be giving us some warning signs in another way. So I'm not making an absolute statement, but I am telling you from what I know about myself, when I experience fear and where I'm trying to adjust things to accommodate each and every person around me, I end up with anxiety and depression. So what do? I say, Lord, you've created me. You have not given me fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. I take every thought and I say, Lord, it is yours. He has regenerated my thoughts through the word of God. And so to really challenge us to walk out that word in a daily way. So I hope you're standing for life. I hope you're standing for those areas in the public square for righteousness. I hope you're standing for the down, the out, the outcast. I hope you're standing for righteousness. My hope is that we would be people under the power of God to take a stand for the things that God calls righteous as righteous and the things that he calls as evil, that we would align ourselves with God with a genuine faith and with a pure conscience today. So hope that blesses you. If you like these devotions, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, comment. I also want to encourage you to become a financial partner with FPIW. It greatly blesses us, and we're thankful for that as well. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you experience his countenance, and may all that you go through today, may you have a pure conscience and a genuine faith. And most importantly, that you may experience the peace of God today. God bless you. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.